Good evening, this is Awani, Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 15th April 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia's Ministry of Health, MOH, recorded an increase in the daily COVID-19 infections with a total of 2,148 cases. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah in a statement said, Sarawak recorded the highest number of cases with 512, followed by Selangor with 459 infections, Kelantan with 221 cases and Sabah with 202 cases. Due to the current situation, MOH has proposed not to lift interstate travel restrictions. Existing RMCO and CMCO measures have been extended until 28th April 2021. 17 schools in Bintulu have recorded COVID-19 positive cases, according to statistics from the Bintulu Health Office. Bintulu Division Disaster Management Committee Minister in Charge Dato Sri Stephen Rundi Utom said the committee has proposed home-based teaching and learning for them in an effort to stop further infections of COVID-19 among school children, teachers and staff. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said the private sector must embrace new technologies in order for the country to accelerate its economic recovery. Muhyiddin said the government recently announced a digital transformation roadmap which contains action plans that focus on expanding and improving Malaysia's digital connectivity. On the international front, India locks up more than 200,000 new daily cases for the first time over the last 24 hours, with more than 1,000 deaths, taking its toll past 173,000. The tally of infections reached 14.1 million, in second place after the United States, with 31.4 million. Separately, Japan says cancelling this year's Tokyo Olympics remains an option if the virus crisis becomes too dire, as a fourth wave of infections surges fewer than 100 days ahead of the start of the Games. Meanwhile, Denmark became the first country to stop using AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine altogether. According to Danish health agency head Søren Brostrøm, results of investigations into the AstraZeneca-associated blood clots showed real and serious side effects. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.